All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You're watching Oilers Nation every day with Heather Yaremchuk. Your one-stop shop for all things Oilers.
Battle in the Pacific Division and a battle between my two favorite teams. Let's get into it with the lead. Damn it, Jay. Because the chat loves to make fun of me and say I'm a Golden Knights fan.
Well, what did I do wrong? Why did I disappoint you?
I'll get to that in a second.
You did wear a Golden Knights jersey on the show.
Once. Ironically.
You still did it.
It was hilarious.
For me. You only. Kind of like my Harry Potter reference yesterday. I took that one home, sent it to the family group chat.
And did they like it?
Yep. Andrea and her sisters loved it.
It banged. All right. Welcome into Oilers Nation Everyday, Sherwood Ford Giant Game Day edition of the show. We are live on the Oilers Nation YouTube, live from the Sports Closet studio. And as always, our game days are brought to you by our friends, not just at Sherwood Ford the Giant, but at Sherwood Power Sports and Marine. The grand opening of Sherwood Power Sports and Marine is coming on Saturday, April 20th. You can come by between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. to potentially see me. I'll be hanging out there next Saturday. You can also enter to win grand opening giveaways, including a Vamoose Ranger street e-bike. That is legit. A portable power inverter generator. If you're a camper in the summer, you'll need that. And a Tohatsu outdoor or outboard motor.
Nice.
That's a good amount of prizes to win. They're going to have
boaters. That's a big prize.
They're going to have e-bike demo rides as well. Family friendly activities to keep everyone entertained, including a pirate ship bouncy castle. Liam's in s'mores station, face painting, kids fishing games, and more.
That does sound awesome.
Kids fishing game. I'm going to come show them what's up.
They also have a barbecue and refreshments as well. So you won't want to miss it in the heart of Sherwood Park. We'll be out there from Oilers Nation as well. Excited to be teaming up with Sherwood Power Sports and Marine for their grand opening coming up. Jay, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Okay.
It's good to be back.
So what I was irritated about at the start, I texted you yesterday because I'm like, hey, I wonder when Jay's back from Toronto because I care about you. You respond, so you're coming back late Tuesday night. I said, hey, how was the eclipse?
Yeah.
How was the eclipse?
It was, okay. So work with me here. It was wild.
How long was it?
Like
30 seconds, something like that.
So I'll walk you through it. So we're in our office in Toronto, and someone brought a bag of those like little hilarious like 3D glasses to wear to look at it. And at about 2:30, 2:45, people are gathering around the window to look up, and I look and you kind of start to see it starting to come because it was clear. Mm-hmm. Well, at 3:10, 3:15, it was supposed to be like fully eclipsed, yeah. And it was cloudy.
Oh,
but it was pitch black outside. Like it was so dark,
like nighttime.
Yeah, my brain was like switching to like shutdown mode. Like I should just tuck myself in the under the covers and go to bed. Like it was wild. So then we took to the street. Like everyone just like left their buildings. Everyone's just on the street. Everyone's just looking up, and it's just dark. It was wild for like, I don't know, like 2.5, 3 minutes.
Wow.
You can see, maybe understand why animals in the wild like go nuts.
Yes. Like I was like it was like my body was like kicking into like a sleep phase. It was weird.
So I texted you yesterday because again, I think we're friends. I care about you. I wanted to know how your trip to Toronto was. And then I said, you doing the show tomorrow? And you just ignored me until right now. You texted me back during the intro and said, I'll be there. And yes, you were already here.
You got your response.
Yeah. So thank
what
you.
What more do you want?
That's a good point. Blue Jays home opener.
Amazing. Amazing.
How's the new like feel of the park?
Cup holders. How are those?
Cup holders are nice. No, it was super cool. It was good to go with someone who's from Toronto. Mm-hmm. Because like I see stuff like, oh, that looks new. He knows, sees every detail. He's like, look at this. This pointing it all. I'm like, holy cow, they did a ton.
They ripped up the whole lower bowl.
Yeah, yeah. And so in the seats now face the right way, you got the cup holders. So I know we had good seats. It was a good game. Hit the run line. That was nice. So it was a little profitable day for me. But the beers are good. They were delicious.
Do you drink more or less when you have a cup holder? It could go either way. Because if you're a beer under the seat guy when you're not drinking it and there's no cup holders, then having the cup holder right there, you're drinking more. But if you're someone who just holds the beer the whole time, and
I'm going to say less because like I don't like putting my beer under the seat. I always keep my hand. So if it's in my hand, I'm drinking it.
Yeah.
Cup holder, I'll place it down and they'll be like, oh yeah, I've got a beer, and then remind myself to take a sip. So I actually think I drink less.
Interesting.
You know, I was drinking more at the Mullet Arena because I was afraid I would kick it over.
Yeah.
That's so you true. Hold it the whole time because there's no cup holders.
Yep. Yeah. I was
exactly.
holding them.
Yeah. That's exactly yeah. my point.
Yeah. Speaking of the Mullet Arena, Frank Saravalli is going to swing by at some point today on the show. Ooh. So he was supposed to be really early. Then he was supposed to be in his normal time. And then he texted me and just said, I am chasing and I hope it's okay. I share this. He goes, I am chasing an all caps huge story. Don't know when I'll be on.
Let him chase. Let him Frank chase. Cook.
Also, I sounds like based on Frank Saravalli's report today, and if you missed it over on dailyfaceoff.com, you can take a read. The NHL is drafting two versions of its schedule for next year. One that has the Coyotes in Arizona, one that has a team in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Salt Lake City Nation Vacation. Let's go.
Excellent Book of Mormon reference as well by you there.
Thank you.
And a big shout out to our boy Rusty in the chat. We know this is a big, big moment for him, our resident listener from Utah. Yeah, Frank's going to come on and give us some more context behind all that. I know we had someone in the chat here who said they moved to Arizona from Alberta and they said they're going to win the land auction. It won't be a deal. It won't matter. They're staying put. This is something that reading the tea leaves on what Frank is saying, we're not months away from a decision on Arizona-Utah. We're weeks away from a decision on Arizona-Utah. And even if they win the land auction, it could be too little too late by that point.
So if I'm reading this correctly, and please correct me if I'm wrong, they are basically going to move them to Salt Lake City.
Yep.
But then just give them an expansion team
when their
new arena is done. So they're essentially just getting rid of those random 3 years where they're just playing in the Mullet Arena.
No!
And actually going to put them in an NHL rink.
Like if they get the deal, they should play in the Mullet until then. Come on.
I mean, it really does not matter to me at all.
It matters to me because I want to go back to the Mullet.
Yeah, that is true. I would like to go back.
One of the best, weirdest NHL experiences one could ever have.
So
a Nation Vacations down there are awesome.
I'm heading back next week.
Oh, flex.
And it sounds like there's a chance it could be the final game at Mullet Arena. Final game of the Phoenix Coyotes for now. Originally, you were going to come. So remember, I bought 6 tickets.
I recall, yes.
I
told you I wasn't sure yet.
I only needed 4. Yeah. So I already sold the other dude. Now I'm kind of regretting.
You're not going now?
No, I haven't been going for a while.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. I can't. You too. I can't.
Can't keep all those.
I know. But I already sold them. Now I'm kind of regretting selling them. I'm like, damn, I should have maybe held on to them because they might be worth a lot if it's the final game at Mullet Arena.
Someone tweeted about this. I can't remember who it was, but it was like, imagine being Clayton Keller. Like you sign that 8-year deal, but I'm going to live in Arizona for the rest of my NHL career.
Salt Lake City.
And now it's like, no,
mind. Salt Lake City looks cool, man.
It does, but the weather probably isn't as good, I would imagine.
Yeah, but like, if we do a Nation Vacation Salt Lake City, like I'm definitely mixing in a ski day.
We have a lot of people who listen to our stuff from there.
Obviously. Yeah, it's more than
a lot of people from Utah at our live show.
Yeah, Patrick Casper, our...
Is he a Utah boy?
He is a Utah boy from Denmark. but lives in Utah now. Allegedly.
Interesting.
Definitely lives in Utah. I'm not sure on the Danish part.
All right. Frank is going to. Frank is going to swing by in a little bit.
Did he tweet that he's coming? Is that what we're looking at?
No. Can you read? Can you not read that?
I don't have my contacts.
It says sources. NHL is drafting two schedule versions. What does that say? For next season.
I've already read this.
One with the Yotes in Arizona and another with the relocated franchise playing in Salt Lake City.
So you're saying if they relocate to Salt Lake City and they end up getting that arena land, it's just a temporary thing? This is like the Sacramento A's?
No. The franchise, they would expand and give Arizona a totally new franchise.
Holy cow. So the ghost of the Winnipeg Jets V1 just keeps moving on in the...
Yeah.
Jeez.
The one layer of this, which isn't being discussed, which we have spoke about on this show, because we're not mainstream media. We make our own news.
We
make our own news.
News. We do our own research.
Yes, that's what I'm looking for.
Yep.
So this is, let's say in 4 years, 3-4 years, Arizona, say this happens, Arizona comes back in 3 or 4 years. Is there even enough players to make them an expansion team? Like in 3 years' time, is the NHL going to be in a state where it's like, we can have 33 teams?
Or 34 potentially?
Probably not.
Oh, God, no. Expanding to 33 or 34 is a terrible idea.
Right, yeah.
But money.
Yeah, that is it. That's the only good reason.
The article Frank had, and I don't want to ruin too much of this because, again, Frank is going to swing by at some point, but the article Frank had, I think he pegged it at $1.2 billion from Ryan Smith to the owners to get this relocation fee.
That's the relocation fee?
Yep.
Well, it's essentially buying the team.
Yeah. So, and I think part of the language, and Frank will correct me if I'm wrong, but like Mariuelo, the owner of the Yotes, would basically just be made whole for anything he's lost on the team and wouldn't get profit. And that $1.2 billion would be dispersed amongst the NHL owners.
So the owners are like, let's go to Salt Lake, baby.
Yeah. That's, I think, maybe what's driving this a little bit more.
Owners are all, yeah, it's a game of chess.
All right, we're going to push that off to the side and zero in on the Edmonton Oilers for a little bit because it is a short four giant game day. The Oilers are taking on the Vegas Golden Knights this evening. Let's get into your lineup report, and it's brought to you by Service Credit Union and the Service Big Share Contest. It is the last month of the Big Share Contest, and you don't want to let your shot at $1 million just float away. There are many ways to get in on the action by saving with Service. You could invest in a GIC. You could track your savings with a high yield savings account. You could save in a daily banking account. They all count. Every $500 gets you 5 entries into the Service Big Share Contest. The contest ends April 30th, 2024. Skill test required. For rules, visit service.ca/win. Here is your lineup report. Connor McDavid skated today on his own. Chris Knobloch, the Oilers head coach, says he is questionable for this evening's game. Jack Michaels said, I don't think he'll play. Jason Gregor said, I don't think he'll play. Ryan Rashog said, I think the Oilers are going to be cautious with this. Mark Spector said, I don't think he'll play. Sounds like Connor McDavid might not play tonight, gentlemen.
If you're reading the tea leaves.
Yeah, just doing the research again. Yeah,
doing the research. It's reading between the lines. Well, that sucks. Where did this injury happen?
Five minutes to go in the Flames game.
Yeah.
Have we seen a clip on it? I've been in Toronto for the last 2 days. I'm in a haze right now.
Yeah, so you've just been watching Matthews highlights.
No, I didn't see one drop of Leafs hockey while I was there.
There was a highlight. So basically, McDavid was coming across and he got kind of tripped a little bit from behind and fell down awkwardly.
And what do we, where do we think the injury?
Lower body, so lower than the belly button.
I think it was knee.
You think it was knee based on how it looked?
Well, that's what people were speculating. Which knee?
Dr. Lee.
The knee?
So he was coming across.
Well, we can't really say the knee anymore. It's been like years.
But it's still.
Why not?
It's still the knee.
The knee. I believe it might have been. What knee was it? Can't call it the knee.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to go 50-50 here and say left.
Oh, no, that's the knee you fell on. That's not good.
Maybe, I went 50-50 on it.
Screw. I thought it was right.
Oh,
well.
Davin could be his belly button, could be. Dangerous Wade, McDavid out day-to-day with a boo-boo. Sure, Scott Aroni, rest him.
As Crawford likes to call it, a boo-boo owie.
Sean says the knee is healed, LOL. Yes, that would be how Crawford describes a great point. Yeah. Scott Aroni says rest him. So the lineup report today is as simple as that. Dylan Holloway expected to play his first game since March 15th. That is the maybe silver lining in all of this, and we'll have that conversation in a bit.
This is a big game.
it is worth noting Vegas is missing Alex Petrangelo, Chandler Stevens, and Mark Stone, Nicholas Waugh, and Alex Carrier. William Carrier. Jesus, Tyler. Come on, think. Skinner versus Hill and net. Aiden Hill has had a rough couple of months, as you can see the numbers here from Jack.
Regressed to the mean.
881 save percentage over his last 2 months, 4-8 record. Not good for Mr. Aiden Hill, but he does love playing in Edmonton. Usually puts his best effort forth against the Edmonton Oilers.
Vegas had one job to do two nights ago.
Beat Vancouver.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're frauds. They couldn't do it.
Yes. Yes.
So there you go. That's your lineup report for our friends at Service Credit Union in the Service Big Share contest.
I forgot to do it, so I'm doing it right now.
It's Liam's game. I just saw.
Yeah, someone commented in the chat and asked if we're getting Liam's game. We could bump it. I know, but we could bump it to tomorrow because you're doing the show solo.
No.
And we, you're just coming over.
You can do it today and tomorrow. How's that sound?
So we're allowed to give away $50 to Nation Gear this week?
Sure.
All right. Double dose.
I want to embarrass myself in front of the audience again.
You're trying to come over the top. I'm gonna squeeze more Nation Gear gift cards out of you.
Hey, Live Laugh La Bamba is moving like crazy and is a beautiful thing.
I gotta get my order in, still haven't done it yet. Someone in the chat, Ryan Smith knows, how about the Kings losing to the Ducks last night?
Did they really?
I mean, but that's not ideal depending on what you want to happen.
I don't even know what we want.
Because right now, there are still a handful of possibilities.
Yep.
You could have the Edmonton Oilers finish as the one seed and end up getting the Nashville Predators as the two seed or the wild card two. You could have the Oilers move into spot one and Vegas stay in spot two of the wild card. So you still get Edmonton Vegas just in a different way. You could have Edmonton LA still as a possibility as 2-3. You could have Edmonton Vegas as the 2-3 as well. Everything is still possible with 3 to 4 to upwards of 6 games if you're the Oilers remaining in the regular season.
I think one thing for the Kings that's just beneficial for them is their schedule is so easy.
Yeah,
I know they lost the Ducks, but they get to play them again. They play Chicago, they play San Jose. Their most difficult game might be Calgary. But they have 4 left. Like, they should be fine to hold on. And then when we beat the Golden Knights tonight, that'll extend the gap even more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm kind of torn. I think I still want LA. I wouldn't be scared of Nashville. I wouldn't be like necessarily scared of the Vegas Golden Knights either, but they're getting healthier. Like tonight, you're going to get a team that's missing as I rattle off a lot of key players. And come playoff time, you better believe all those guys, with the exception of Mark Stone, will probably be back. So it's tonight's still a big one. You could pretty much, with a win tonight, though, I think they can clinch home ice in the first round. Yes. Because they would be at 101, LA would be at 93. That's an 8-point gap. Edmonton holds the tiebreaker. Tonight? Yeah. Ooh, clinch home ice.
Clinch eight up times two
for round one.
Right? Yeah, for round one. You'd be 8 up on LA. LA has 4 games left, which means the most they could get is 8 points and tie the Oilers. Edmonton would hold the tiebreaker still. So,
yeah. And we'd be, it'd be moons ahead of Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, if you win tonight, you're definitely clear the Vegas Golden Knights. So that is the latest on the playoff picture in the Western Conference, or the seeding picture, I guess you could say. Just quickly to wrap up, Sounds of the Oil was about McDavid, right?
Yes,
it was. All right. So let's get to Sounds of the Oil for our friends at the Snow Valley Aerial Park and Rainbow Valley Campground, the only campground in the city of Edmonton. Online bookings are coming soon, so head to rainbow-valley.com for more information. You bring the family into the city, you camp, let the kids play around on the aerial park. It is an absolute blast. You can do it all. Snow Valley Aerial Park and the Rainbow Valley Campground. Your Sounds of the Oil today is, Liam,
Chris Knobloch on Connor McDavid.
Almost a game time decision. I just have to check. He was on the ice this morning. He's checked with TD, our athletic therapist, and we'll make that decision probably right after this. I just have to check with him. So right now, we don't have a confirmation on if he is or is not playing.
So you said yesterday it would be up to him. Is it 100% his call, or as a coach, do you feel the need to maybe make sure a guy is, you know, thinking bigger picture in playoffs as opposed to his want to help tonight?
I think Connor knows what the big picture is. I believe that he is competitive and wants to contribute as much as possible and not take himself out of the lineup, but I think he understands where our team is at, and also obviously where his body's at and what we are looking for in the future. And, you know, I think TD and him have a really good have a good relationship, good conversation, and we'll make that decision right away.
Parlay right out of that into the giant question of the show. Does not playing tonight kill any chance of McDavid winning both the Art Ross and Hart?
It's already. Last week I was saying it's all but certain that McDavid's going to win the Art Ross. It's not happening.
Nikita Kucherov just isn't slowing down.
It's 3-point game after 3-point game.
Like, the thing I'm actually worried about right now is that Kucherov might beat McDavid to 100 assists.
Oh, geez. McDavid's playing tonight. McDavid's playing tonight.
Jay, but again, you heard what he said. Connor's focused on the big picture. And yesterday,
yes, 100 assists is big picture. he's got to be the fourth name on that list and not the fifth name on that list.
I still think he could catch. He's got two games. Well, I guess
nine points. He has to have a 5-point and a 4-point game in his games in hand to just be made whole.
And I guess, too, if he's not playing tonight, he probably misses another game down the road, too. What do you got?
Oh, well, just I'm looking at the Lightning because I was like, oh, maybe the Lightning have a few days off and like Connor can not play tonight. And then Friday, he can just get his one assist and he's good. The Lightning play tomorrow against the Senators.
Connor's playing tonight. You don't think Connor cares this?
But what you heard from Knobloch and Sounds of the Oil for Snow Valley Aerial Park, it sounds like they're not worried about that. They're not even thinking about that.
Yeah, but remember, it's up to Connor. That was said in the Sounds of the Game, brought to you by Snow Valley and Rainbow Valley Aerial Campground. Park? Campground. Mm-hmm. Snow Valley Aerial Park.
Yeah.
Maybe he just plays power play.
They won't do that. They'll sit him for a game.
Yeah, they probably would. I still think he'll get that before him.
It would have been nice to see Connor get his 100th assist on home ice.
Still got two chances Connor's playing this week.
Yeah, I guess, you do get the Yotes later in
Connor's
the week.
Connor's playing tonight.
How many 4-point games does Kucherov have? Four assist games he have this season. Oof.
And how many does McDavid have?
That's so annoying that he's creeping up on 100. It's like, it's the only person that's being talked about getting 100 assists is McDavid. Yeah. And Kucherov is just...
He has four, and one of them is against the Ottawa Senators.
Kucherov?
Yeah.
Connor McDavid this year, by the way, has 5 assist games. One of them being his 6th assist effort against the Red Wings.
Tonight could be a 3 assist night.
I think Connor McDavid has had multiple assists in like almost more games than he's had less than multiple assists this year. It's wild, man. If anything, it's close to like 40% of his games, which is just bananas. The season Connor McDavid's put together, but they're going to have to try to do it without him tonight. That was our giant question. Jay, I know you're trying to be optimistic, but I don't think he's playing. Everyone's saying he's not.
Has Connor McDavid said that?
No.
The one who apparently is making the
decision. Who's got all the power?
Rob says we need him for the playoffs more than these games. Agreed.
I know. We do.
So here is something else that I brought up on, I think it was Owen Radio yesterday. If tonight was a game against the Yotes or Sharks, in a weird way, I would almost be more tempted to be like, yeah, throw him out there. I don't trust Vegas to not be taking runs at him.
Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't be shocked by them. But Petrangelo's not playing.
But Connor McDavid is one of those you can't hit what you can't see type of guys.
But if he's standing in front of the net, you don't think some grease ball on the Golden Knights?
He'll just play a perimeter game. He won't even go anywhere near the middle of the net.
I wouldn't trust it. I wouldn't trust it.
He's just going to be dishing.
You can't live your life in fear, Tyler.
I know, but you can live your life with a little bit of precaution.
I disagree.
That's why Liam disables the airbags in all his vehicles.
The light is on in my car.
Get that no joke. My dad would try to do that and he would disable the ABS on his car.
Why?
Because he doesn't trust ABS. He thinks he's a better breaker. So he took the fuse out and disabled the ABS in his car.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you kind of respect it.
Old school.
Just quickly transitioning off the giant question into our keys to victory for tonight. Let's give our keys to victory. I'm going to give my key to victory, at least, with the assumption there's no 97. Sorry, Jay. I'm going to live my life in that way. And then if he plays, it's like a pleasant surprise.
No,
I think he'll take warm-ups.
I don't think they'll tease us.
I think they will.
Just get us thinking.
Literally, oh no, he did.
Just get us right on the edge of thinking he could play and then pull the rug out from under us.
Tyler.
What?
Tyler.
That's what it would be if he took warm-ups.
What do they call that?
My key to victory tonight is structure. If you play run and gun sloppy hockey tonight, all that, you don't have a Connor McDavid 3-point night to fall back on. You need to play very tight. You can't have, let alone like against Dallas, they had four shoot themselves in the foot moments. You can't have one tonight against the Golden Knights. You need to be dialed in, perfect structure, playing, quite honestly, the good defensive hockey you've been playing for the bulk of this back half of the season. You need that to a T tonight. Can't gift wrap goals, need to play tight. That's my key to victory for Sherwood Power Sports and Marine.
Yeah, that's a good one. I will say my key to victory, I'll say Stuart Skinner is my key to victory. Because whenever we play Vegas, it seems like Aiden Hill just stands on his head against us with all without Connor McDavid. So we need Stuart Skinner to be our best player tonight. No matter what happens, even if they only allow 10 shots, he can't. Mm-hmm. It's got to be good.
Jay, your key to victory.
I'm trying to debate if I'm going to go with McDavid or without McDavid. So I'll just go with the without McDavid.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's just got to step up. And the comment to playing structured, like, yes, heavy defensive focused hockey, and just try to have them make mistakes and not us, and us try to capitalize on those mistakes without McDavid.
I'm glad Carrick's in the lineup tonight.
As he should be. We need meat.
Yeah. Especially against Vegas.
Just quickly to close off your Skinner point, I looked at the numbers this year against the Golden Knights. Skinner is 1-1 with an .885 save percentage and a .292 goals against average. His career in the regular season, he's 3-1-1 with an .880 save percentage. His career in the playoffs, 2-4, .875 save percentage. So he has not been great against the Vegas Golden Knights in his career, but what he's kind of shown us in the back half of this season, he does have the ability to step up in big games. He's been nails against the LA Kings. He's been great against the Colorado Avalanche. He's had good games against big opponents this season. I think he's due for a good one against Vegas.
Stuart Skinner, I'm going to say this. Feel free to push back.
Go for it.
Is he an elite goalie?
He's right on the cusp, I think.
Because like you said, like he shows up for these big games. When we played Vegas and lost to them, it was a 2-1 game with an empty net.
He's top 15 or top. He's top 15 for sure. He's maybe top 10, but he's not like top 7.
Ask me that question, Liam, after the playoffs.
Okay.
All right. The playoffs are going to tell me if Skinner is elite. Can he win you a game? I think so. And does he show up in big games? He has. So let's see what the playoffs look like.
Some keys to victory in here. Dackey said accountability. Keys to victory are Dry's line mates, said Joey. Do we have the Oilers projected lineup for tonight from a friend?
What does a Connor McDavidless lineup look like?
Well, I'll tell you, Jake. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins with Leon Draisaitl and Zach Hyman is your new loaded up top line. Adam Henrique with Orin Fogel and Evander Kane is your second line. McLeod with Holloway and Perry is your third line. And I got
a lot of speed there.
I got a sneaking feeling I might love that trio. I'll talk about that in a second. Sam Carrick with Connor Brown and Matthias Janmark is expected to be your fourth line. To the third line, this is a big opportunity for Dylan Holloway. Mm-hmm. I got a piece coming up on the site. You can always be reading our stuff at OilersNation.com. Just about how, remember last year, Vinny Desharnais came up in January. Kind of like an afterthought, right? It was like, okay, they're calling up this big defenseman. They need a spark. They need some toughness. And
it was against Anaheim.
Yeah, and he was supposed to come up and kind of like split time with Broberg, maybe work his way into be a seven. And he just played so well that it was like, we can't take this guy out of the lineup. He grabbed the bull by the horns, locked himself into a job. He didn't get a ton of minutes, wasn't getting that much opportunity, but he went out there and played well. And granted, it's maybe a little bit easier in a limited amount of ice time to go out and play mistake-free third-pairing hockey like Vinny kind of did for that first stretch. When you're Dylan Holloway, there's a little bit of this little run. He's going to get in final six games. My prediction is he plays five of them.
I think he'll play all six.
Or he plays all six potentially.
Well, we like,
this is maybe
he's got to take that step now.
This is maybe his last chance to take that step, grab the bull by the horns and lock himself in as an everyday part of this team.
Yeah, like, man, because he's got the tools. And if he can take a step, like, man, he can be a meaningful contributor. Like he could be our Pisani.
Yeah.
Right. I'm still extremely bullish on that kid.
And I am too. 100%. I just need to see, him again, force the Oilers' hand a little bit, like play so well that Chris Knobloch just goes, man, I'm going to have a tough conversation with Matthias Janmark, or I'm going to have a tough conversation with a Sam Carrick on night one of the playoffs because I can't take you out of the lineup.
Carrick is in. Please tell me, like, no, Carrick is in your starting lineup for the playoffs.
They've shown a willingness to take him out for even big games.
That's fine, but when the war starts, you bring in the meat.
I agree.
So night one of them
for a reason.
Night one of the playoffs, you have your top six here. You're probably moving Evander Kane back down to the third line to play with McLeod and Perry. Is your fourth line Holloway, Carrick, and Connor Brown? If Holloway plays well.
Yeah.
That's the thing with
Holloway. And it's like a Brown Ryan situation.
Or Brown Janmark floating in and out on the right side.
What did you say? Sorry. Holloway, Carrick, Brown?
Yeah. That line, I could get behind it. And for the people saying you can't take out Janmark because of the penalty killing, I mean, you look at this lineup, you still have Nuge to help out on the PK. Drysdale goes out and wins draws sometimes, but you have Henrique, Carrick, McLeod, Fogle, Connor Brown. You still have enough penalty killers. This lineup is littered with PK guys. I'm not keeping Matthias Janmark in the lineup just for him to kill penalties.
Okay, I agree. But we also have the argument that Holloway needs to play meaningful minutes, like, let's say 13 plus, 15 plus, whatever. Yeah. You're putting him on the fourth line. You're asking him to just be a banger and crash for 8 minutes.
Like, that whole thing about him needing to play 15 minutes, for me, the ship is sailed on that a bit. I would have done that beginning of the season.
No,
I've been like, I'm giving you 10 games at 15 minutes a game to figure out the NHL, the game at the NHL level. Now, I mean, if he can be impactful in a third, fourth line role, like a Vinny was on a third pairing role, and just grab on and do whatever it takes to survive there, then I'm okay playing him 9 minutes a night on the fourth line.
But you know what he can do is if he's playing well, he can push the minutes for the fourth line. Like if we can start rolling four lines and your fourth line can play 10 to 12 minutes, like in meaningful minutes, like just think of what that does for the other three lines.
Another thing it probably does too, you have an offensive zone draw. You can throw out Holloway and Brown and put McDavid between the two of them on Draisaitl.
Yep, great point. A lot of people in the chat saying the four is crooked behind us. It's not. You're just watching the show with your head tilted. Don't touch it. It'll fall.
Oh my God.
You're making it worse, Liam.
I put it the wrong way.
Well, now it's tilted.
This is going to fall.
Oh God.
There you go. Now it's straight.
Totally fine.
A lot of people worried about the second line. We had a comment in here saying, where was it? Someone said this game is going to decide if I like Henrique or not. Need to see him play well against Vegas. I mean, hey, this is a night where you need a lot of guys to step up. So
yeah, everyone's got
filling to step up. Connor McDavid sized hole is not easy.
Maybe McDavid steps up and plays.
Maybe. So
Stevenson is missing too, right?
Yeah, no
so chance. Stevenson, Pietrangelo.
Carrier, Waugh, Stone.
Okay. Sounds good.
Do we have Vegas' lineup?
Yeah,
we can take a peek. Ah, well, then never mind. Yeah, Hurdle will play though. So
their second line is Hurdle, Carlson, Amadio. I would assume
Amadio,
Carlson bumping up one. It's not that much different. Really?
Dangerous Wade with an interesting comment. He says, "Why does Kane need to accept less minutes and play better, but saying Holloway needs more minutes to play better?" And again, like right now, I'm not at the point of gift wrapping anyone minutes. I think that's a conversation about not accountability, properly developing talent and saying Dylan Holloway has skill. Dylan Holloway is a first round pick. And if we can develop him to his full potential, that is a massive win for our organization. And when you look at Evander Kane, those games, I mean, the Calgary game was different. There were penalties, whatever. But when you look at his game log, when he's been on the third line the last couple of nights, 14:47, 14:49, 14:12, 16:36. He's been north of 14 minutes in each of his last 7 games on the third line. He's on the third line, but he plays a ton. The problem was Dylan Holloway was playing on the third or fourth line, playing 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes. And it's like, if you would have given him 14 minutes on a skilled third line, maybe he starts to figure it out a bit more. It's just, that's where the difference comes in for me is, you know, burying a guy and not giving him an opportunity. Accountability for a guy like Kane is, yeah, go down to the third line and you're not playing 18 minutes anymore. You're playing 14. Be effective. He's also a veteran guy who should know how to do that a bit better.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. But I do think Kane is best when he's on that first line. And like, he's got a point.
But he was great against Colorado and good against Calgary, I thought.
against Colorado, he played 14-47. Yeah. I'm just lucking.
Thought he was good against LA a couple of weeks ago. Played 14-03, even though he didn't score, he was effective. Thought he was great against Winnipeg 2-3 weeks ago. Played 14-05.
What Evander Kane do you want? Do you want a guy who's going to be next to McDavid and pitching a goal every other game? Or do you want a guy on the fourth line, on the third line, sorry, playing next to whoever it may be, banging and crashing a little bit and scoring every four games? Like, I want the first one.
Well,
because that's what you're paying him to do.
Okay, but what's the gap between, so you have Nuge, McDavid, Hyman as your top line.
Yeah.
What's the gap? Which is
really good. Don't
really, really good. And then your second line lately, like you can run Henrique, Dreisaitl, and Fogel. Is that line, do you trust that line to produce?
Henrique,
Dreisaitl, Fogel.
Yes, they have.
Okay. So then if Evander Kane can be the $5.5 million driver for you on line three, but all of a sudden that line can produce.
But he just had 21 games where he didn't score a goal. Playing on the third line
needs to be better.
Yeah, that's
because we know it's in him. But that's the problem.
One game he played against, it was Colorado, and the first time they played him, he was really good in that game. Yeah. And he played on the first line next to McDavid, and then he got moved immediately.
I think
that's my point. Is like, I think so. Are you going to get the best out of him? Because you need to understand, the coaching staff needs to understand that, like, he's just a grumpy guy. There's no denying he gets sloppy when he plays down the lineup because he gets pissed off about it. So why not just put him up the lineup and like, maybe you don't want to reward that kind of attitude, but if that's going to help the team win, then what does it matter? That's what makes him happy.
But my argument is him on the third line being an effective at his best third liner who drives offense with Ryan McLeod and gives you a third line that can actually outproduce the other team. That's helping you win more than having Evander Kane at his best. It's not Kane at his best, but it's the team at its best. It's the best configuration.
But Nuge also isn't scoring goals either. So you kind of...
But Nuge isn't going to score away from McDavid either. So at least that top line keeps producing and pushes pucks in the right direction.
I guess they're both...
Who has a better chance of producing away from Connor McDavid? Nuge or Kane? I think it's Kane.
To score.
I think to score because they're a bit different now, I guess. So yeah.
All right. Let's keep cruising along on the show. Again, Frank may or may not join us. We'll see how much time we end up having in the show. If he pops on late, we will go late with today's show. But let's get to, should we do Liam's game?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do Liam's game. It's going to be brought to you today by our friends at Charm Diamond Centers, because you're going to have to hop into the Charm Diamond Centers YouTube chat if you want a chance to win this bad boy. Okay. What is up for grabs? It's $25 to Nation Gear. We got the Live Laugh La Bamba collection out now, and we got some playoff tees out as well. So head to nationgear.ca to check out everything we got. That new Oil Up tee is looking crisp. We dropped a couple of new playoff hats as well. Giddy up.
We're rocking.
And Live Laugh La Bamba. Shirts, hoodies, white and black. Let's go.
So the name of the game, this player's played for both teams.
Oh, no, I actually didn't do that for this one.
Because I'm like, that would be interesting. Guys. Yeah. Like, I might be able to answer this.
It would either be Perron, Ryan Hart, Mark or Neil. I think that's it.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. All right. Charm Diamond Center's YouTube chat, home of the Pro Pose. And today it's going to be home of our winner for Liam's game. If you haven't played before, there are two mystery players. Go. Liam gives you the clues. The first one's an easy player. The first person to get the easy player, you're in the draw. The second one is a tough player. The first three people in the Charm Diamond Center's YouTube chat to get the tough player, you're in a draw. We spin a wheel. One of you wins $25 to Nation.
Is there though a theme to this? No, this is just...
Any Oiler
from 2000 onwards.
From 2000 onwards.
Okay.
Laurent Brossoit also would have worked for Oilers Golden Knights, Dacky says.
Well done, yes. Yeah,
that's it's not an answer.
But it's not an answer. All right, let's go.
Okay. Played one season in Edmonton.
Oh, boy.
I was drafted by the Dallas Stars in the first round. I am a defenseman that played over 300 games in the NHL. I didn't score a goal for the Oilers. My final season was in 2015.
Okay, defenseman played up until 2015. Over 300 games, Dallas first round pick.
Oh, I did tell people there would be a flag game today. Maybe we'll mix that in tomorrow.
Yeah, you can do that tomorrow when I'm not here. He was here for more than a year, wasn't he? I see a guest that came in.
Sakura?
Sakura was here for more than a year.
Not Sakura. I don't think. Was he drafted by Dallas?
Is it Wildcat? No, he was drafted by...
Did he? Oh, he did only play. All right, I got it. I got it, Liam, and I think someone in the chat's got it, too.
Yeah, it's been said a couple of times.
Oh, Fister.
It's Mark Fister.
Who was the first one to get it?
After Jay said it last week, I thought I'd see if you could get it.
I got it.
Smurfy.
Smurfy, 999. Got it. Congrats, Smurfy. A couple of people were real close to that one as well.
Sakura played more than and scored a goal for the Oilers.
Yeah. So, yeah. Reggie.
Shout out Mark Fistrick. All right, Liam.
Keith Ollie. Okay, second one.
The tough one. Let's go.
Okay. I played four games for the Oilers and 55 in my NHL career.
Okay.
I played for Montreal, the New York Islanders, the Devils, and the Oilers. I am a goaltender that went undrafted. My final season was in 2017.
55 in my
NHL. He's a goalie.
He is a goalie.
Oh, man. There's a bunch that are popping into my head that I just know aren't right. Because I'm thinking of obscure goalies who've played like one season in Edmonton, right?
I'll give you a clue. One more clue. He played across two seasons
with the Oilers.
Yeah.
So, and four games.
Played four games.
Victor Fast was a Duck. Don't guess this. Yeah. Victor Fast.
Scriven. Is that the order in which he played?
Yeah, he actually played for the Devils again after the Oilers.
Oh man, someone just dropped it in there and I think they got it.
Nope. I don't see it yet.
Oh, he played way longer than I think he did, didn't he?
Nick Ellis?
Oh yeah. Yeah, Al Montoya played 168 games, guys. Yeah. Oh shit. There it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, people are starting to get it
now.
Who do we have as our winners? I think people have gotten it. I want to confirm we got three.
No, LaBarbera.
LaBarbera had a good career.
He did play a long time.
Yeah, Montoya played a lot. Nick Ellis, LOL, I give up. That's a good comment from Dacky.
We got them all. But,
what's the answer?
The fourth, the answer is Yandini.
Oh, wow.
Oklahoma City Baron legend.
Did Yandini play for Columbus?
Nope. Not according to my calculations.
Oh, okay, that's what's thrown my mind off then.
Montreal, New York. Yeah. Okay. 908 career save percentage. Not bad in the NHL.
He had a year where he played 31 games for the Islanders. Wow.
Mm. 910.
910.
It's not bad at all.
Career save percentage with the Oilers, though. Not good.
So we suspended Aiden O'Neill for a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. Aiden, you're serving your...
He wins too much.
You're serving your suspension. Sorry, buddy.
Hope is a four-letter word.
Is our last one.
Is a... Okay, so we have Smurfy, QF Pro, Christopher Palmer, and hope is a four-letter word.
Spin that wheel, Liam.
This could be anyone.
He wins everything.
Come pick up your prize on Friday.
Yeah, Christopher Palmer, you're our winner. Congrats, KP. You're thinking of Mark Denny as the goalie who played for Columbus. That was pointed out by Noki Anoki. Great name. Yeah, everyone's pointing out you're thinking of Mark Denny. Aiden O'Neill, that's fine. I do it just for fun.
Braga.
What a flex.
Literally every week.
Do you just murder the puck doku every day, Aiden?
Oh, yes.
Wake up with like an automatically 9 uniqueness. Kills it.
I like Mainlander Tim's comment. Denis is the second best goalie all time for the St. John's Ice Cap, right behind Connor Hellebuck.
Wow. Tyler Mulak said, scroll up, Tyler. I said it first. The which part did you say first? I'm sorry. Stolarz. Anthony Stolarz, the former Oiler, is leading the NHL in goals against average and save percentage this year. Makes you think.
One day, I'm just going to rig this game so that all of you people who have fake names win and have to email Tyler and we can find out who you really are. Your true identity.
That's a great idea, actually. I don't think that
Pickard? Pickard, Tyler Mulock, Derek Ryan.
Yeah, because that's not the real Tyler Mulock. It's Mulock.
There's a guy called Boardsy.
I'm so very curious who Boardsy is and how they got that photo.
He's got a young photo of Aaron. Could be anyone. Weird. Could be me.
Well, actually, yeah, it could be.
Interesting.
Burner accounts. All right. Shout out to Liam's game. Shout out to Charm Diamond Centers. Let's keep cruising along. Let's get to the Betway Game Day Betting Challenge right now at Betway. How about this? If you want to try get in on the action, computer froze. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now. Make a new account. And with Betway, you can get a free bet up to $200 if your first bet loses. Place a bet with no minimum amount required. And if the bet loses, you will get a refund up to $200. You can then use that money to bet on your favorite sports. This offer is only available outside of Ontario. Again, free bet up to $200 if your first bet loses. Scan the QR code on your screen to make an account today. Betway Game Day Betting Challenge. Are we all coming off wins last game?
Friday night was a big one.
It was a big one.
What did you call it on the Friday show? Auto win night.
Auto win night.
And
you doubted him.
I doubted him, but then what did I
say?
But then what?
Vegas was a guaranteed loss too, and they allowed 6 goals in the third period.
They did. But what else did I do on ON Radio? I eventually bought into it.
Roll everything over.
So tonight's a big one for me. Rick and I on ON Radio. Did you hear about this?
No.
So we decided, all right, it is auto win night, and we decided the Oilers are going to win 6 games in a row. So we're rolling it over.
Let's go.
So tonight is 137.50 on the money line. And I'm waiting until the Oilers.
That's what it was
50 into 87, 87 into 137. Tonight will be 137 into potentially 255.
You might have to wait until puck is dropped to place that bet.
I think I might because I want the odds to shift once McDavid's officially out.
They're minus 115 right now.
I think I'll get them at plus 115 soon. I think people will start hammering Vegas.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Betway Game Day Betting Challenge. How are we approaching a game that could potentially not have Connor McDavid?
What?
Okay, I'll get to that. Let's finish this. Let's finish this. We'll get to Frank's tweet. Okay, flash it up. Let's quickly roll through this. Jay, what do you like?
Why are we waiting?
Because let's just quickly do this. Okay. We won't get back to it.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Jay's going Henry Gaul.
I'm going Henry Gaul. Why? Because he is centering the second line.
There's no one else.
Hyman and Eichel have been murdering their shot props as of late. 4+ shots, +200.
Look at you.
I'm climbing up.
Juicy.
And I'm getting a little juicy trying to get back to even. All right.
Dry to assist +275.
Beautiful. Liam's in the lead. He's running away. I'm looking to inch a little bit closer. Frank Saravalli with breaking news.
Da, 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 da.
Sources tell Daily Faceoff, NHL, the Coyotes, and Smith Entertainment Group have made significant progress on the framework of an agreement to relocate the Yotes to Salt Lake City, Utah. The NHL updated the Board of Governors today in a memo. Frank, not done. Many layers and lawyers. Much work to do. Rusty, you're understandably freaking out. Frank, again, breaking news. NHL, the Yotes, and Smith Entertainment Group have made significant progress on the framework to relocate the Arizona Coyotes to Salt Lake City, Utah.
I have a feeling my 1 o'clock call with Frank is going to not happen.
I think you're good. Yeah, I think that's that is fine. Boy, that is big, big news in the NHL. It kind of felt like it was trending this way over the last couple of weeks, I guess you could say.
We're going to Utah.
Obviously, the report today.
We're going to your home. Come
Frank
host
is
us.
All over this. Frank's having a monster day. NHL memo updated the governors today. Like that's the line for me. If the NHL has gotten to the point where they're updating its governors on what's going on here.
You just don't send memos for nothing.
You don't just, yeah.
They're not Tic Tacs. You just don't, throw them around and pop them in as you please.
This is big.
So they're going to become the Salt Lake Coyotes?
No. So I think Frank had a line in his original report.
Yeah, I said Coyotes.
Frank had a line in his report this morning that part of the understanding would be that Mariuelo keeps all trademarks associated to the Coyotes. So if they get a team back, he can get right back and call it the Phoenix Coyotes.
The Utah Jazz Hands?
sure.
Utah, let's speculate on team names.
Well, the ECHL serious team ones is or called not Grizzlies. Serious.
Yeah, Grizzlies and Kodiaks has been getting some love online.
They're affiliated.
And it has to be called Utah. That's a rule, apparently, that they have in the state. Like any professional sports team that comes in has to be called branded Utah, can't be branded Salt Lake City.
That's like true. A government law?
I don't know what.
No, that's wrong. Their soccer team is called Real Salt Lake City.
There is, okay, maybe it was something about this though. Like there's a line that it's got to be branded Utah.
Sure.
I forget what it is. I don't know if it's a law.
Utah state animal.
Utah hockey team. Sure. Utah alcoholic beers. Utah Kodiaks goes pretty hard, says Cole. I agree.
Seagull. What? That doesn't make sense. Boo. The state bird is the California seagull.
Utah gulls. The gulls.
The gulls. Interesting.
Let's call them the Utah California seagulls.
Utah state Govers.
Cooking pot. The Dutch oven.
The Utah Dutchies. Dutch ovens.
There's a full list.
The Kodiaks would be cool. Kodiaks is a good sound.
What else do we got?
Got a good sound to it.
The state fish, the Bonneville cutthroat trout.
The Utah trout.
It's going to be something to do with Trouties. The mountains. But saying that, like the Utah Jazz, what is that? Is it a big jazz state?
Have you seen the jazz scene in Utah? Is insane.
Is it? Okay.
Waz says there's an account already called the Utah Yetis. That could work. Oh,
that actually, that's almost like alliteration almost.
I can get behind Utah Yetis. Totally.
That is an NHL build your own franchise name.
You don't like Yetis?
No, I don't mind it, but definitely is an option. Kodiak.
I think like Kodiaks is like scary. Like I bet you like they'll make the playoffs next year and make a run. That kind of name. Mm. That's an identity.
The state insect, the honeybee. The Utah honeybee.
Utah buzzing bees.
They buzz. The Utah buzz. Bzz. Utah jazz. Utah buzz. Kind of doubles heads.
That works. That could play.
A lot of good options on this website.
Them and the Yellow Jackets and the Buzz Bowl. Or the Blue Jackets, sorry.
The Buzz Bowl.
Dacky, how soon are you getting a jersey, Tyler? They're not in the Oilers division, so there's that. All right, so understandably, I don't know if Frank's going to be on the show today now. He's kind of busy breaking a massive story.
I'm going to see if he texts me saying he's gassing our call. Not yet. Probably too busy.
The state animal is the elk.
What do you think his phone's like when he sends out something like that? Like, do you think he just needs to like hit send tweet and then just like go for a quick 5-minute walk? And be like,
yes. And then come back to like 9. Well, his Menchie's just... And then text messages.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
All right. Let's move along to the menu for today. It's delivered by our friends at DoorDash. 25% off, zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. Hump day. Frank, hey, just tweeted it. Sorry, it's been a wild day. Can I join tomorrow? I think we'll let him off the hook here.
It's game Friday.
Gaz Friday.
Double guest day.
Frank, tomorrow we can talk about this.
Well, we play the Coyotes on Friday.
Interesting.
You mean the Buzz?
No, let's do it. Sorry. Let's do it tomorrow. We'll talk about this.
Cut trout, Utah.
We'll figure out the menu for the show afterwards.
The okay. Cutthroats.
Mm-hmm. That should be a hell of a name.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah, the NHL wouldn't like associating themselves with that kind of violence.
No?
How dare you offend the cutthroat trout like that?
Yeah.
All right, tonight... Better late than never. BM drops one on Wednesdays. Pre-gaming going to start at 6 tonight. So right after the Jason Gregor show on the Oilers Nation YouTube, right into pre-gaming. It's a 6:42 puck drop tonight. So we'll have a 42-minute pre-game show and then boom.
I thought this was a TNT game. It is
6:42 puck drop though.
So what is the games? Is Ozzen and they have Vancouver, Arizona? Is it a late game?
Or it might just be a standalone TNT game tonight.
Might be, because that game would start at 9.
Yeah, because usually if the Oilers are the TNT game on Wednesdays, it's late.
Well, that would be 8 for Vancouver. That's not too bad, I suppose. Yeah.
6:42 puck drop, though. Pre-gaming going to start at 6 o'clock with Boardsy and Liam tonight. And then post-game immediately after with Coombsy. Coombsy is going to be joining Aaron on pre-gaming, or on post-game duties. So make sure you're subscribed to the Oilers Nation YouTube, because we've got a ton of fun stuff coming up in the playoffs as well. So there you go. Oilers and Golden Knights tonight. A win all but clinches home ice in round one for the Oilers. A win would do significant damage to the Golden Knights' hopes of climbing out of that wild card spot, because tonight is their game in hand on the LA Kings and they are 1 point back. Again, if you missed it, our very own Frank Cervalli from Daily Faceoff saying that significant progress has been made on the framework to relocate the Yotes to Salt Lake City, Utah. We are going to have Frank on the show either tomorrow or Friday to give us some more insight into that bad boy. You can also go back and watch today's DFO Live with myself and Frank, and we went through a bunch of stuff regarding potential relocation of the Yotes this morning.
So you are going to the final game at the Mullet.
Sounds like I'm going to the final game at the Mullet Arena.
I will cherish those memories forever.
Yeah. It should be fun. That is another plug, actually. If you're going to be down in Arizona next week for Edmonton versus the Coyotes and what could potentially be the Coyotes' last game, I'll be down there as well. So we'll be meeting up. I'll be doing the show live from Arizona as well on Wednesday on the game day.
From Devil's Advocate?
Maybe. I might reach out to them. We'll see. Or I'll just do it from the pool at the hotel.
Are you staying at the same hotel?
Yeah.
Hey, you should.
Hotel. Such a great hotel. Yeah, that'll be the worst part about the Yost leaving.
Is that we'll never go back to that hotel?
Yeah. Unless we're doing,
an
ASU trip, Jay.
Also going to go to Diamondbacks Cubs on Tuesday night. Because why not?
You ever been to that stadium?
No, I've never been to that ballpark.
That's
cool. Yeah, I want to check another one off the list.
And that was one of them.
They have the pool in the outfield. Maybe I'll try to get in.
Go for a dip.
And a little kids area, too. Slides. Mm.
When I was looking for tickets, there's one ticket that's in a section. It's just branded the all you can eat ticket.
Nice.
Whoa. It's very tempting. Hungry. Yeah. All right. That is a wrap on today's edition of the show. Again, 6 o'clock pregame show right here on the Oilers Nation YouTube. I'm also going to be on with Gregor in a couple of hours. So you can just keep it locked here. Let us carry you through a big game day. Big shout out to Sherwood for the Giant. Sherwood Power Sports and Marine next Saturday. Write it down. Come out to the grand opening out in the heart of Sherwood Park. Liam will be back in the host chair tomorrow. Enjoy the game tonight, everybody.
Thank you for watching Oilers Nation every day. Hit the subscribe button to never miss a show. And for more, visit OilersNation.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.